you know, we're going to do everything we can at USDA to ensure that our food, feed, and fiber needs in the United States are met. I would say that right now we're in a position where cattle prices, for example, have been running $90 per hundredweight or higher. You know, I can remember periods in my career when they were $50 to $60 per hundredweight. Cattle prices have been pretty strong. Some increase in corn prices, I think, is reasonably tolerated by the livestock sector. At some point, high enough corn prices do create a profitability question for the livestock industry. I don't know that we'll get there. It very much depends upon the pressure on bringing land into production, the kinds of yield increases that we can get in corn over the next couple of years, and it also depends upon what we can do with our co-product feeds. For every 56 pounds of corn that goes in the front door of an ethanol plant, 17 pounds of co-product feeds goes out the back door. That's 30%. So you get a 30% return to the feed industry of each bushel of corn that goes into ethanol production. That mitigates, to a large extent, some of the concern that we have in the livestock sector. Now, the problem has been that some of that feed is not particularly usable. It's variable in quality, costs to transport. Some of it has low value on its location and is not even consumed as feed. So we have a burden on us to figure out how to improve the quality and the distribution of the co-product feeds that come out of ethanol plants. So I think there's a lot of things that have to work together here. The CRP, the co-product feeds, new land perhaps coming into production. There's a lot of things that could happen over the next couple of years, I think, that could help resolve the concerns of the livestock industry. Having said all of that, if you get areas in the country where there's a tremendous concentration of ethanol plants, there will be some competition between feed for livestock and feed for ethanol plants. I think that's an inescapable conclusion.